Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. And I'm very excited about having Dr. Tom Anastasi back on the show. Tom is a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, and a teacher of leadership at the Harvard University School of Public Health. And he has many other credentials, folks, but, it's only a two-hour show, so I got to cut it short. Tom Anastasi, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's great to be back.
Good to have you back. Yeah, folks, it takes me 2 hours to go on through the list that his mother sent me to read, and so I'm going to cut it a little bit short that time, but we're proud of you, and thanks for being here. Tom, one of the things we've been doing over the last few months is a series on growing your business, starting a business and growing it, and you've done a great job of helping us with that, And one of the things I know that you want to talk about today is a little bit of a different way to think about going to market, how to go penetrating the market, getting customers to not only know that you exist, but to actually maybe decide that they like you a little bit. Talk to us about what you got on your mind.
Yeah, that is very expensive. Getting the word out that you're in business and letting people know about what you do, it takes money and it takes time. And what we talked about before, there are some ways of doing it that are free, doing public appearances or hosting events and things like that. That's going to get your name out there, or writing
press
a
releases.
Column in a local newspaper.
Press releases.
Yeah, press releases are great, mm-hmm. but sometimes you just have to do some proactive marketing. And let me tell you about something that my wife and I did when we owned a miniature golf course of all businesses. And miniature golf courses, very difficult to run, especially up in the Northeast, because you have a very small window,
right.
And when it rains, you're dying because it's costing right. you $300 an hour to watch it rain.
It's kind of like a Dairy Queen in Alaska. It doesn't work out too well sometimes.
Exactly. So what happens is that you're looking at it, and running ads are very expensive because every customer is only going to bring in $3, $4, $5. So we had to get creative. So one of the things that we did was we did joint marketing with other places like bowling alleys, like a movie theater. So what we would do is at the movie theater, every single person who bought a movie ticket got one of our little coupons saying, if you'd like to go golfing after the movie, bring your ticket and we'll give you $1 off your round of golf.
Yeah.
Well, there were 10,000 people who went to the movie theater every week, and it was right down the street. And we were open until midnight, so people would see a 9 o'clock movie and say, geez, we'd really like to do something. And so let's go to the golf course. Now, in return, we put the movie theater schedule at our golf course and saying, well, if you're done golfing and you're looking for something fun to do, why don't you go to the movies? And it worked out very, very well for both of us.
And, symbiotic marketing.
Yeah, exactly. And if they brought their mini golf cart to the movie theater, they got a discount on popcorn. And so we tracked it, and we had customers settling back and forth between the two businesses.
Well, I've seen this happen with many people may have seen this happen with jewelry stores and limousine services and bed and breakfasts and florists.
Oh, sure. And another company I was dealing with is a theater, and so they started working with restaurants, and so they would have a joint ad for the play and then come to the restaurant beforehand, and they would split the cost of the ad. And it turned out that it was just that awareness, just that reminder, that's all that was needed. And they were able to, each company was able to cut their marketing costs in half.
Wow. So how would you go about, what would you do? Just if you're a florist, just go to the jewelry store, or if you're a restaurant, go to the theater owner and say, hey, we have products that don't compete, but But, you know, the people who buy your stuff, you know, prospects for me too. What do you think about running, doing a little joint marketing or just approaching them like that?
Yeah, and newspapers in the olden days, they would not like this type of strategy because they wanted to sell two ads rather than one.
Right.
But newspapers are really hurting these days, and they will take any ad they can get. And it was just a matter of calling people up. So, for instance, if people are sending out a mailing, mailings are very expensive. Can I include a little thing of mine in the envelope?
Right.
And I will pick up a certain percentage of your postage, but it's not the full value. And you can find that that works very, very well. And also doing ads in which people compliment each other. So if you're a florist.
Now, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And so, you know, you sit there and say, well, I think that this a lot of our brides-to-be go to this restaurant, you know, for all these events, and we certainly recommend it. So for your wedding planning, go to this. And what you're going to find is that work. And you can even have two and three people get together to do an ad that which can, now you're going to start cutting your costs even more. When people start up, one of the things that they forget is that the cost of getting awareness out there is very high.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be high as far as dollars. It has to be high as far as sweat equity, too. But you have to get enough people to know you're there so people will then contact you. And then from that point on, you're going to get your certain percentage of those. And that really varies. So, for instance, in A Successful Entrepreneur, I talk about a printing company. And one of his pleasant surprises was he closes 19 out of 20 people that call him.
Wow.
And so
that's incredible close ratio.
Yeah, it is. And that completely surprised him. But when people need something, they're just going to make sure that the price is okay and they're not going to shop it around.
Right.
For other businesses, for instance, contractors, one of the things that they often forget is that they only close about maybe a third to a quarter of their job because most people get three or four bids.
Right.
So they're spending 1 or 2 days a week just doing bids, and they don't realize that beforehand. And that's the type of thing that's important to know.
Got to pay attention to that stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely have to pay attention.
Tom, give us your website, please.
It's TomAnastasi.com.
Just like it sounds.
Yep.
The book is called The Successful Entrepreneur. We're talking about your startup or the business you've already started and you're trying to grow. The things that Tom talks to us about, all that applies. He and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Down to the crossroads. Down out on my knee. That's all I've ever for myself.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.